ego make you sound weak. We gon' top hat, we gon' tycoon. We wild on the turf in the full moon. Young savages acquainted with the heathens. This a death match, the last man breathing. Stay on offense, the first man squeezing. No rodents, Chuck E. Cheese in the treason. Hear the echoes in the hall where the legends been. Smell the fear in the air, death of many men. We ain't bulletproof, we all got a blood type. Get off a dead end road and get your jug right. The pillow's in transit with a manifest. And God been good, niggas hella blessed. In the droughts, money short, niggas hella stressed. We gon' grind to the death and the nigga rest. Be a top hat, be a tycoon. Wild on the turf in the full moon. Nigga smash down, nigga get dumb. The shots get the poppin', nigga get low. Be a top hat, be a tycoon. Wild on the turf in the full moon. Nigga smash down, nigga get dumb. The shots get the poppin', nigga get low. Yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah. You can be a top hat in your own right. You can be a tycoon in your own right. But one thing I will tell you is when them shots get the poppin', whether you at the corner store, whether you at the nightclub, whether you at the hair shop, wherever you at, get motherfucking low, nigga. It's your guy, Cool Nuts Tope. We about this motherfucker, nigga.
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
So that was Cool Nuts Get Low off the new EP. And then before that, Port to Port, our own guest, Figure Eight, featuring Tag Smith and produced by Jim Bonas?
Yep.
All right. Man, shout out Jim Bonas for that.
Yo, shout out Jim Bonas.
That song went hard.
I was telling him the horn was hard on that beat for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
All that. The verse where you were spitting to at the end there, that was what's up.
I love that song. Yeah. We actually tried to make that song. I heard Jimbo making the beat before COVID, and we tried recording it, and we just didn't like the mix. And then every time we went to a new studio, we'd record it again and didn't like the mix. And I liked the song too much to just put it out. But then when I was making this new album and there was the ship theme, I went back to it and was like, Zeb, you need to save this song for me. And we finally got it out. I love it.
As you should, good son.
Man, Zeb produces for a lot. I mean, he does the engineering for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
We got to get him on the show. I feel bad. I invited that dude on the show and then something came up and we just never definitely still want to have him on.
He's got incredible stories.
That's what I figure. He's got to have some crazy stories because people have come in here and mentioned that guy on their Mount Rushmore. And I'm like, dude, people keep bringing this guy up.
He was the first studio I went to when I came out here. And, you know, I love going wherever my friends are going. I love being invited to places. But pretty much that's been the place that I go to record my stuff for most of the time I've been here, almost 10 years.
That's what's up.
Decade.
Yeah.
Shout out them Momentum Studios, right?
Yes, sir. Go. Yep.
All right.
So did you have a crazy thought process when you were making that song? Or did he already have this beat and you heard it and it was like, dang, let me get on that?
I walked into his house and he was working it and I just was able to hum on it really well. And then I could do the little bit just to make sure I could rap on it. And
oh,
I was
okay,
I want that. And I had Tag with me literally there, and he was like, well, I'm going to do the hook then. And we sat on it for forever. We had performed it without recording it or taking it anywhere. It's just a song that we cared about a lot and didn't want to put out until it wasn't ready. But the second verse changed about halfway through when we changed it for the new album. Since it was a concept album, I just wanted to tweak some of the lyrics to make it fit the theme a little bit better. But other than that, it's as it was 4 or 5 years ago when we first wrote it.
Man. In the making, for real.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out Jimbo. That's pops.
I love origin stories.
Me too. And then I got bit by a spider. And then
your movie might come out faster than that movie.
I hope so.
I'm sick of waiting. I lost hope.
For Spider-Verse?
Yeah, I lost hope, bro.
Man.
It's 2028 now for Spider-Verse, I think.
Yeah, they're going to have to pay me to come watch that movie now.
2028?
Yeah, I think so.
They pushed it back 2 years.
Yeah.
How do you push it back a movie they have done?
Because it's not done.
It was done. It was supposed to release that 2024.
It's undone.
They lied.
Yeah, it was a lie. There was a strike from the animators, I think. They were
But the movie was done, though. It don't even matter. It was done. So I don't know what they didn't like about it that they...
Tax write-off. Throw it away. Do it again.
Just put out what you have. Let me see.
They can just send it to me.
Yeah, for real. Just send me the movie.
like that Wu-Tang album. You buy it at an auction.
It was some dude that was like a super a super mean jerk or whatever.
Yeah, the pharma bro.
Yeah.
He like raised the super money high on an AIDS drug or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And diabetes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He like, bro is a villain.
Yeah, seriously. He's got a great origin story, I'm sure. Sorry, your dad didn't love you, bro.
He didn't get enough hugs when he was growing up.
That's a bummer.
He's like, he is the origin story of Scrooge McDuck.
Dang. Bro, he was mad somebody took his jello.
He's like Lex Luthor without looks or women or knowledge.
Jeez.
Sorry, Jeez. Martin or whatever the hell your name was.
Oh, good. That's not, terrible.
Not that sorry.
Martin Shkreli.
There it is, Shkreli. Man, he has a name like a supervillain.
He really does. When you say it like that,
I might have been a piece of garbage too. Yeah, right.
I'll get you, Superman.
Terrible. Has one of those chairs like what was it? Austin Powers, that dude.
He just spins around, playing his Wu-Tang album in the background.
You're like, what song is that? Never heard it. Of course not.
I own it.
That's wild.
Bro. Oh boy.
There's no way that album didn't suck in my head. There's no way.
No way, yeah.
That's the worst Wu-Tang album for sure.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't, like, leak any songs or anything.
And then it loses all its value.
That is true.
And it's gone.
I wonder what made them want to put together an album like that.
I don't think they had a bunch of control in that process. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of controversy just surrounding the development of that album. But
really?
Nobody gives a damn enough to know about it.
I'm going to buy it when I win the Powerball and put bootleg copies in top to bottom.
Yeah, give it to the people.
He said top to bottom. Hey,
yo, shout out top to bottom.
Are they still around?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They've costumed our last six music videos.
He said costumed.
Yeah, Fashion Plaza is now called top to bottom. That's
Okay. Okay.
Now there's one in the southeast. Yep. There's one in Gresham.
Are they still like those gigantic stores?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They got one out in Hillsboro. Yep.
Yeah. Just check out our music videos if you'd like to see what top to bottom clothes look like. We love pulling up in a fresh, clean shirt that we got for $8.
Nice.
Man, that's a win.
Yep, in my white tee.
Yeah.
Turn it two sides down.
Yeah, if you see me in a white tee, know it was sponsored by Top to Bottom. Tap in.
Yeah, their white tee game was on point, man.
Yeah.
And it was thicker than the regular
one. Remember the 503 hats when they were shaded?
Yeah, I still got mine.
Was it about 20 years ago?
At least.
All the Top to Bottoms in MLK Fashion Plaza and Gen X all had these 503 hats. They were like, you can get them in black, red, or like
white. And everybody had
blue.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were dope. I like those hats.
Yeah, back in Michigan, we had similar stuff. It would be Detroit on a beanie, and you could get it in the same three colors. But everybody had one.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had the black 503 hat. That's all I remember. But
yeah, same.
People with the white ones are brave. I can never keep white that clean. No. Anyway, way off topic. Yeah. What's the next song we should play?
I sent something. Running out of time, yes. I believe I sent. Yeah. Produced by S&D Beats, one of the guys in our group, The Antelope Fisherman, storied producer, produced for Snoop Dogg and other things. All right. I'm sure he's listening to this, and I'm ruining his, like, hype up. Go follow S&D Beats.
He's like, I took the time.
He produced this song, and I think the only other one I sent.
All right. So this one's called Running Out of Time. Let's get into that.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. Well, I think it's sick and disgusting.
Oh shit. Oh my. Remember if we fucking gotta look me in my eye. Oh shit. Oh my. Heard they set sail, but I'm already on a flight line. Oh shit. Oh my. I don't wanna quit, Lord, give me a sign. Oh shit. Oh my. I ain't giving up, but I'm running out of time, yeah. It's been a couple years since I was living this way. How long until the memories fade? I'ma die one day, I hope it isn't today. Spent a long time working for that minimum wage. Go ahead and lose your life like it's Godfather 1. Bullet to your brain while I christen my son. No, I'm not a Christian, but I want the Dior. Sometimes I ask my brothers what we doing this for. But I've been breaking mirrors, I'm walking under ladders. I want my pockets full like a drunk splatter.
We can skip the talk and go to blood splatter. Your bitches gave me head, we didn't fuck after. Fish game, salmon scribing some satanic verses. If you didn't catch that, I hope that you go reverse it. Dumbo in the rumors, I'm the one who run a circus. You send one to the spittle, it will fill 100 hearses. Oh shit, oh my. Remember if we fucking gotta look me in my eye. Oh shit, oh my. Heard they set sail, but I'm already on a flight line. Oh shit, oh my. I don't wanna quit, Lord, give me a sign. Oh shit, oh my. I ain't giving up, but I'm running out of time, yeah. D-E-T-R-O, I'm it. If life gets dim, then you know I'm lit. I'm from the Motor City, where them hoes is pretty. If there ain't a body, then the road is empty. I ain't pitching, but I told her how to hold a penny. Find out if you're brothers when you're sitting co-defending. Bilbo, Russell, there's some gold in the rings. I told her that I know a few things, yeah. I was getting money at the boardwalk. Sailing pussy D&D up on a doorknob. It's figure eight, hoeing, that's a war call. The antelope fisherman with a sword drawn, yeah.
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
All right, I was kind of running out of time. S&D Beats, am I saying that right?
Yep, Sick and Disgusting.
All right. That was a jam for sure.
Thank you.
Man, thanks for sending these for real. Is there anything before, we got about 20 minutes or so left. Is there anything we haven't brought up that you want to mention or talk about?
Just this year's the 10-year anniversary of the Antelope Fisherman. Uh-oh. So we're going to put out an album for sure. And yeah, we'll probably put out something real quick at the beginning of the year just to get something out, because our anniversary's in February, and then try and follow it up with something bigger at the end of the year. And then Noise from the Void. I try to alternate years. Last year was a solo, working on my solo music, and then this year it's the rock band and the big group itself. And yeah, we're doing a lot of film stuff. We're doing a lot of scripted stuff, and the feature film that's taking us quite a long time, we'd like to finish by the end of the summer this year, to get out hopefully by the end. Would be a hope. Be a great hope. Hope and a prayer. Whatever Bon Jovi said.
Living on a prayer.
Yeah, I'm living on it. Prayer.
Man, that's a lot of that going on these days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know if you guys know, there's been a vibe shift here.
Yeah, I concur.
A vibe shift with what? I've
known. In the country as a whole.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant in the room. I'm like,
No.
I'm trying.
No, this is a beautiful vibe here.
Oh, okay. No, you're good, man.
I'm always so self-conscious. I'm like, I hope the guest is doing okay.
No, I'm very comfortable.
Okay.
It's even a beautiful temperature in here.
I gotta say, it's better than it's been lately, because we've had some guests in, and we have to, like, apologize for how muggy it is in here, so.
No, this is the room that describes room temperature. It's there this room.
It's very tepid. That's the right word. Jesus, what was I gonna say?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, the movie that you're talking about. I don't know if we've gone over this, but what is exactly the movie about?
Jimbo described it, funny enough, to bring him back up, as a movie about making a movie. Like, it's kind of had a few identities, but it essentially started as, like, I mean, not to downplay the efforts we put in, but as, like, right. A clone of Jackass. And then slowly you kind of learned that, like, the violence and that kind of stuff is just on TikTok now and YouTube nonstop. Like, if you want to see someone put a nail through their hand or jump through a glass wall and that kind of stuff, you can. Yeesh. And we're willing to do some pretty messed up stuff, but, like, I'm not running through a glass wall, and I don't have insurance to make the younger fish do that either. So at some point we kind of shifted to, like, we're doing intense stuff still, but it's more so about us being friends and making the movie. And, like, we're not rappers that sell fancy cars or chains or any of that. We like looking nice. We like hip hop stuff. But mm-hmm. like, I think as our sales pitch, it's more so like, man, look at how many of them there are and how much they like each other still after 10 years.
No doubt.
You got to make sure you survive all that stuff.
Yeah, we have. We've done really good. I haven't sustained the worst of the injuries, for sure. But, you know, a lot of the fish have put their balls and face and bodies on the line for stupid idea. And we're doing some scripted stuff for it, too, to give people a break throughout it. But, I mean, we're shooting for a 90-minute, essentially, like, personality pitch.
Would you guys, like, reach out to the OGs to see if they would be...
You know, some of them are from here. So some of them are from Portland.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, there is at least.
There's two. Yeah. I sat behind Danger Aaron at a Blazers game.
He lived up to the name.
Yeah, yeah, he did. We'd love to reach out to them. I'm sure that at some point somebody administratively either will or has sent at least an inquiry email. I wouldn't expect anybody to do anything for free, but we have a few things that we've tried to do to homage them and let it be known that we're not just doing this and pretending that that didn't exist before us. I mean, I think we try to treat hip-hop the same way. We like to do what we like to do in it while also acknowledging the history there. And, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, man. It's been scary, and we for sure fought, and there's for sure been injuries. Not me. I've been good.
Have they made you face your fears in it or something like that?
Yeah, there was a scorpion day that
this is what you wanted to do.
Yeah. Nobody else wanted to do, and then we were all blindfolded for it. And without giving too much away, I didn't realize that I was the only one participating due to the blindfold. So there was some scorpion stuff I wasn't super thrilled about, and then there was some pepper spray stuff I wasn't super thrilled about. But I'll take getting knocked down or eating something gross, or I'm a white kid from the Midwest. I'll eat some gross garbage or whatever. I'll jump out of a tree, but yeah, the bugs and the my eyes. I got weak eyes, man. I can't open them underwater. So you put pepper spray them. Yeah, I will say this: it's a lot of us have had to leave our egos at the door. A lot of us are rappers, so we're used to being cool. I know that like I'm more comical than some of the other guys in the group for sure. But, you know, it's out of everybody's comfort zones purposefully. I'm proud of Dub. I'm proud of Spades. I'm proud of Tag. I'm proud of Elliot. Like, a lot of the guys who I wouldn't have expected to go so deep certainly have. Seeing Dub Dynamite smash someone's hand into cactus is for sure a highlight for me. That was great.
Woo! Yeah, see that.
Yeah, we'd like to finish this year. We'd like to. I know I say stuff like that quite a bit, but. We'd like to finish this year for sure.
I want to know how you even do that.
The pain.
Yeah, we don't have insurance for sure.
No.
So
like you could transition that like
Shido, can I smash your hand on a cactus?
No.
Yo, shout out to Coda, man. He's the youngest fish, so pretty much every time we have an idea and nobody volunteers, we look over at him and he's just like gives us a number of beers he needs before he's willing to to do that for us. But
I love that.
And again, like, we're taking the cameras to the studio and to certain shows and documenting stuff. It really is at its core about us, and like, you're seeing us problem solve through stupidity. And when Conan O'Brien ended his show, do you remember that? Like, that's got to be 10 years ago. I was in high school, I feel like. He like,
I thought
before
he was still on the air.
He's got podcasts now, like everybody else.
Oh, so he's not with TNT.
He moved over to cable for a while.
Oh, man, that shows you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But when he dipped, he was, like, telling everybody thank you, and he just said that, like, if you have a chance to do something that's stupid and has some whimsy with your friends and somehow can make a living of it, that's the closest you'll get to heaven while you're here on Earth. And, like, I've made that a priority for me of, like, no matter how stupid the thing is that we're doing, I think seeing us take it so seriously is a part of what makes it beautiful, you know? Like, we're taking naked skydiving seriously. We're taking punching each other with tasers very seriously. And it's funny when it's happening, but the behind-the-scenes stuff, I think, is almost more important because you get to see us, like, actually being human beings that have to do this insane stuff with ourselves.
You guys doing the skydiving thing?
We're not okay. Like, I don't know.
Are you the instructor dude or whatever? Have you did enough jumps that you could do it solo?
I'm not doing none of that.
I'm not doing it. Count me out.
I'm a ballsy guy, I'll say that. I've taken a lot of nut shots during this production, but that's about as far as my bravery will go. I'm done having kids, so I'm not really worried about it. I'd like to keep my legs, though. So, like, skydiving's not on my list of... Yeah, especially naked? Nah.
Whoa. Because you don't know what you're going to land on.
No, right?
Y'all should just do an episode where you just go to Australia and just try to survive that.
No.
He said no.
I like animals, bro. I know too much about Australia. I got
walk up
and stuff at
deck
home,
that kangaroo.
That kangaroo will go square up on you for real.
See, again, once again, we'd all look at Coda, give him a couple beers, tell him the kangaroo said something about his mom, and he'd get it done. No, but yeah, like it's so stupid. It's like as over the top as it can be. But if we can make somebody feel something from that, I think we accomplish something. If in between all the things that are shocking, you walk away being like, man, that group of kids, they love each other. Like, I think that's what's appealing about Jackass at the end of the day. We wouldn't care if it was like America's Funniest Home Videos. We care because those guys cared.
That's fair to say.
That's what we're going for. With music. It's almost a musical as well. We're making a lot of music for it.
Nice.
We refuse to leave behind the thing we care about most.
Right.
We're just diverting to trying other stuff, man. We're creative. We like writing. We like filming. So we're feeling it out.
I dig that.
As you should.
Never stop creating. I love that.
And do we have another song we're playing for?
We do, right?
Yeah, I have. I sent one more. Sup With You.
Yes.
Again, produced by S&D. There's some background vocals on here from Two of the Fish, Angel, and Jan Slam were kind enough to come in and do
There's
that
something
for me.
Playing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You good? Yeah, and this was also, all three of these were from my newest album, Michigan Michael and the Ship of Fixias. Yeah.
All right, let's get into that.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. I think it's sick and disgusting.
This one here's for all the fellas. Not trying to do what them ladies tell us. Girls at home and she over jealous. To hell with it, I'm way too fucking petty and selfish. Okay, smarty, go to the party. Gang popped out with Bacardi and Bob Marley. Hey, little mama, yo, what's up with you? If you want it, then you got it, so just bust a move. Just a young MC with a gun in my hand. Bet your baby mama wanna put a tongue in my pants. She'd introduce me to her mom, said I'm a wonderful man. Even though I put that dent up on the front of a van. Going at it in the bathroom on a sink or a tub. Remember 10 minutes ago when we was drinking the bub. Hope you didn't hear me say that I think I'm in love. Can you believe you're riding cowgirl at the Pink Pony Club? I'm fucking a lonely daughter, it's over before we started. My vernacular spectacular, I feel like Fody Water. I'm golden hearted, so regarded, I know growth is hard. And I'm still trying to get used to never calling hoes
stupid.
This one here's for all the fellas. Not trying to do what them ladies tell us. Girls at home and she over jealous. To hell with it, I'm way too fucking petty and selfish. Okay, smarty, go to the party. Gang popped out with Bacardi and Bob Marley. Hey, lil mama, yo, what's up with you? If you want it, then you got it, so just bust the move. I just roll one in Tacoma on my way to Seattle. I was doing fucking donuts till I'm breaking the axle. Pistols fucking loaded, I'm defending my capital. I bet you heard all of them stories, so you know I'm an asshole. Lately, I've been thinking about ways I could do better. Leave my wife and kids and turn back into you, Hefner. Oh, no, baby, they be know that I'm kidding. There's some fishes in the ocean, but you know I ain't swimming. Blah, blah, clever barber getting blown by women. I might talk about the same shit, but they know I'm different. Because this one here's for all the fellas. Not trying to do what them ladies tell us. Girls at home and she over jealous. To hell with it, I'm way too fucking petty and selfish. Okay, smarty, go to the party. Gang popped out with Bacardi and Bob Marley. Hey, lil mama, yo, what's up with you? If you want it, then you got it, so just bust a move.
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
That one's called Sup With You. Same producer, S&D Beats?
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, that's my guy. We're working on an album right now, too.
That beat and the little the Young MC references and all that, I dig that.
Thank you, man. I love paying my homage as often as I can.
That'd be a guy to meet, man.
Young MC.
That dude is really rode the wave of that one hit.
Heck yeah,
he had two hits.
What was the other one?
I think the principal's office charted too. You gotta count.
Okay.
That. He was a 1.5 hit wonder.
Man, I dream to be a 1.5 hit wonder one day. Yeah.
Seriously.
I'd be proud too. You could put that on my headstone. He made 1.5 hits. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, you did it. You did it.
Yeah, if that you could afford it, headstone that said that, I did it, you know?
I would ride that. I would take that song to Comic-Con, everywhere. Anybody that appreciates it.
Oh, yeah,
it.
I'm signing like on the side of the sidewalk. I'm sitting there with, like, have you seen my Billboard song?
I'll no sign, doubt.
I'll pull up.
My autograph would be worthless.
I'm the Busta Move guy.
I've signed so many autographs.
I'm the guy that remixed the Busta Move guy and listened to a Will Smith CD.
Oh, God. Yeah, I approve.
We got about 6 minutes left. If everyone's been enjoying this episode, you can listen. Or you want to tell anyone who didn't get a chance to listen, you can catch this one tomorrow morning on demand, xray.fm, the X-Ray app, or the link in our bio.
Go check it out.
No excuses.
No excuses.
You can listen. Listen to it while you're jogging. Download it. Do whatever.
Yeah. Are you cooking? It don't matter.
Yeah. Cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. Those are the only activities.
Yeah, no, nothing else. That's the only
second
activity.
You head in that bedroom or that bathroom.
You keep me out of there.
Keep me out. Yeah, don't take me in that room.
Don't take me. No, no.
This isn't a lovemaking show. This, no. This isn't what you put on to set the moon.
No, it could be. Wait a minute now. Let's talk deep and low.
Turn it into an ASMR. Man, I've done a couple podcasts recently where somehow it turned into an ASMR.
One
way or another.
Okay.
And here we are once again.
It all comes
full circle, man.
The full circle.
2026.
Woohoo!
We're here. Thank you,
yikes,
guys.
Yikes, this year is wild. Thank you for coming on for real, for making
three
time.
Days, man.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Welcome back for sure. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Whether this is your first time or you are always tuning in, we appreciate you for real.
Yeah, give yourself a round of applause.
Anybody you want to shout out or mention or anything you want to mention before we wrap it up?
Shout out my kids, for sure. My wife, Janessa, and The Fish, man. Largest rap group in the world. Go subscribe to our YouTube. We just hit 15 million views on our YouTube channel itself.
Subscribe.
It is the main. Every Wednesday, we drop a new music piece of content, whether it's a music video, a lyric video, a visualizer. And then we have a lot of our video game shows and some scripted stuff and all the extra stuff on there. So go check out our YouTube if you don't pay for some sort of premium service. There's always YouTube. It's free. And
there
we
you
have
go.
1,000 hours of content on there conservatively.
Yes, there you go. Check it out. I'm going to go check it out.
Thanks.
Yes, for sure. I need new stuff to watch. Anybody you want to shout out, Shado?
Man, shout out to, you know, Danny Ocean, of course, man. Our guest here, Figure 8, showing up.
Thank you.
Telling you. With we know our show is late, so we always appreciate people showing up late. On a Friday night, too.
I prefer late. This is when I'm at my most Figure 8. So
okay.
I'm at my most Danny Ocean from about this point till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, but nothing good happens after like 2 a.m. So you guys got me at like a perfect, you know, you get on demon time once that 2
demon time, jeez.
Super gremlin.
So I wanted to, real quick, before the interview ends, I wanted to take time to mention recently one of our previous and was supposed to be return guests unfortunately passed away last weekend. So I wanted to say a quick rest in peace for Jay Mula. Unfortunately, a tragic incident happened last weekend. He's no longer with us. So rest in power to him. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Too young. Too young is all I can say.
Yeah, love to his family and the Black Pioneers, man. Everybody in his camp. That's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Hate to hear that kind of stuff. I'm tired of hearing that kind of stuff, but.
Yeah, man, I don't know why I thought we were past this kind of stuff, but here we are.
So anyway, you can check out his stuff if you don't know who we're talking about and at least see what kind of stuff he was making. All platforms, his Instagram, is still up there. Pay respect to that man. Thank you for coming on, for real. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much for having me. Shout out to you guys for not just having me, but what you guys do for the city and the hip hop scene here.
Man, appreciate it. Seriously.
We're trying.
We some do. Flowers. We smell them. You guys are alive. Smell your flowers. See? It's nice.
Makes me think of that that gif with the rock. When he's like.
Instead of what the rock is cooking, that's your flowers.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, it's jealous I could never do the eyebrow like him.
Oh, no, yeah, that eyebrow game is crazy work.
Do you know how much that eyebrow probably got him laid? Like, that eyebrow probably got him more laid than the muscles.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that might be right.
It's the face muscles.
Is that the most famous eyebrow on the planet?
It's got to be.
No, him and Jim Carrey.
wow, he had a follow up for Most Famous Eyebrow that I could not dispute. That is crazy. Yeah, that was an excellent. Seriously. Yeah.
His facial game is bananas, bro.
Yeah.
Bananas.
That's fair to say.
When he was the, what was it, in Ace Ventura when he was doing, remember he was just